from JMIS, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Gee, results up the wazoo. Let's do Metro Performance Glass and F&P Healthcare.
Yeah, lots of activity yesterday, lots to talk about, so we'll just pick a few highlights, or lowlights, actually. Some comments yesterday from Metro Performance Glass at their annual shareholders meeting. Now, just a bit of history here. Metropolitan Glass, people may remember the brand name, that was sold by the three shareholders back in 2006, and it was sold to a private equity firm, and the guys that owned that got $350 million. So it was a great deal for them, but for the private equity firm, the GFC really hammered Metropolitan Glass and ended up being passed on to another PE firm. In 2004, shares were sold to the public at $1.70 a share. Now, it's not really been great news for shareholders since then. There have been periods of performance, but it's been a bit of a battle, and the share price sank yesterday by about 11% to $1.24. Now, they issued some fairly disappointing guidance, and I suppose there's a bit of a view here that, you know, it's a bit, some similarities to Fletcher Building, and people are saying, hey, the construction industry is great, these guys are, you know, making windows and making glass, why aren't they making a heck of a lot of money? Well, it just hasn't happened. Now, the company has reported that it expects the first half of the year results to be flat on last year. Now, that's not terrible, but they've recently acquired another company called Australian Glass Group. So now that was expected to boost their earnings and boost their revenue. So if they're flat on last year, the question now is what's going on with the existing business, and it doesn't look great. So revenue growth flat. They're still seeing declines in Canterbury. So look, I suppose it's just another illustration that simply being exposed to construction simply isn't enough. And there's been some heat on the directors as well there, Mike. They wanted to increase their directors' fees. That move was withdrawn prior to the meeting because it's clear it wasn't going to get support. So, yeah, I suppose, we can do better for Metro Glass at the moment. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, they also made some comments that said that their full-year earnings would be affected by the high New Zealand dollar. When they originally did their numbers, they were looking at 69 cents against the US. Now it's 75. So, yep, a couple battling there.
But there's a good one here in Trade Me, because we've talked about Trade Me before, and the question was quite rightly raised, I think, by you. How much room is there to move in a world of Amazon and stuff? How much room is there to grow still for Trade Me? And the answer is they're still keeping on keeping on.
Yeah, fighting talk from Trade Me. So Trade Me, yes, it has been in the spotlight lately because of that speculation of how it might be affected by the entrance of Amazon into the Australasian economies. But look at their results yesterday. Headline number was pretty good, Mike. 26% jump in annual profit. They've been investing into their business over the last few years. They've acquired other businesses as well. So it's now reaping the benefits of that. Net profit, 94.4. Some comments here from David Kirk. David Kirk's the chairman of Trade Me now. He was instrumental in the purchase of Trade Me by Fairfax back in 2006. Paid $700 million from Sam Morgan, Gareth's son, and Gareth made $47 million out of that. And what many people may not realise is he has given all of that money away. Now, Kirk acknowledged that the incoming competitive threats were there. He said they can't match Amazon on price or the range of products, but they're pinning their hopes on the strength of the brand, the trust that it's built up with their customers, their local market economics. John McDonald says they're going to fight hard. He's the CEO. They're going to expand the business, raising staff numbers. They're going to employ another 30 people in Christchurch. So look, they've got a fight on their hands ahead. But I think they'll rise to that occasion.
Vista's in there now. Vista no one knows about, but Vista does cinema systems, and they're international, and they're a clever little company.
Yeah, I like this little story. I mean, look, the share price hasn't done that much over the last. The share price did well initially. Yeah, but they sell software that's used in multiplex is doing very well in China and doing very well in Asia. They've lifted their first half profit 34%, and they see good growth going forward. Interesting company.
Righto, listen, let's talk robots on Monday. Because I can't cope with it today. And
yeah, you've just got the Warriors in your head.
Well, exactly, precisely. Now, Jackson Hole, over the weekend, between the McGregor-Mayweather fight and the All Blacks and a backup episode of Suits, how much time do I need to spend on Jackson Hole?
Well, I think you should, but don't forget the Black Ferns as well. We've got another World Cup final in there too.
Of course,
yeah, look, we'll talk about Jackson Hole on Monday.
Okay, good one. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 21,819, up 6, so pretty flat across most of the share markets overnight. S&P 500, 2442, NASDAQ, 6270, down 8, FTSE 100, 7407, up 24, Nikkei, 19,353, down 80, Shanghai Composite, 3271, ASX 200, they were just up 8 yesterday, 5.745, and we lost about 0.1% in the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 7.868. One New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets this morning will buy 0.7213 US, 0.912 Aussie, 0.6108 Euro, 0.5633 pounds, 78.88 yen. Gold, 1,286. Brent crude, $51.84.
Good on you, mate. You have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday. Look forward to it. Andrew Callagher, JMIS. You get hold of him and his team at jmis.co.nz.